I'm John and this is Mandy. Mandy is a manager at Yodel Manor, which is a drug and alcohol rehabilitation centre, and it's a Christian place. So, what we're going to talk about this morning is not about Yodel, but about something which we think is similar. And we're going to show you a DVD and talk about what is on it. So here's a DVD. Unfortunately, we can't get it up on there. It was 7 years ago we first went to Tenerife. The reason for going was that our son Simon wanted to swim with the dolphins, and Tenerife was the nearest place we could go to do that, and it was for his 18th birthday. Well, moving on from that, we went back two or three more times. We became part of a holiday vacation club, and Tenerife was the place we liked to go. So a couple of years later, we went to play to Las Americas, and by the harbour there is shops and restaurants, and upstairs above some of them there was a Swedish church. So we decided we'd wander in and see what it was about.
Excuse me, John decided to wander in. I just followed him.
And that's because I was part of Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International, and I liked to spread the word as far as I could. Anyway, we got talking to these people, and we talked about Full Gospel, we talked about drug and alcohol rehabilitation, and they told us that there was a place called the Living Room, and perhaps we ought to go and see it. So, I think it was the next day.
No, we went down back.
We went the same day.
That's when we discovered the 20-ounce steak.
Yes, we did actually walk past or into a restaurant where they had, it wasn't 20, it was a 32-ounce T-bone steak. Anyway, we went along and found the Living Room, and the Living Room is situated in a place called Veronica's. Now, Veronica's is the nightclub area of Players. And drugs and alcohol are rife in that area. But the Living Room was upstairs in a building above a Burger King and above a lap dancing place. And it's right up the top, so I struggled up the stairs, and we went in and said hello.
This was where we were going to show you the video or the DVD to give you a flavour of what the place is like. This is, for me, is a story of not ignoring promptings that you might think are just something extra to put in your case, or, you know, I'll take it just in case sort of thing. What had happened was over the previous year we'd been to another of these vacation club places, and we'd picked up a local paper, and in that paper I saw that there was an article on a new rehabilitation centre that was setting up in Tenerife. Well, I love going on busman holidays, and so I set for the following year writing backwards and forwards to this rehab and arranging for us to go and get it, to visit it. And John was just going to tag along as my support.
Busman's holidays, right. We went from the south of the island to the north of the island to see this place on a bus.
Yeah. And it broke down, didn't it? And the one time it rained, wasn't it? And I went up in this nice summer dress and no coat. So, but anyway, before we'd gone, and I'd already arranged to go to this place, they said, bring some literature over. And so I'd made up a couple of packs to take. And then I was thinking, my last day at work, how many shall I take? One, two, Tell you what, I'll take three. And then I thought, not sure, take four. So that's what I did. I packed my case, put these folders in, and we went up to visit this place. To pick the story up now, where we've had lunch, lovely lunch, and I'm guided very much by my stomach. John is the spiritual one of the partnership, as you and so anyway, we walked up these stairs, huffing and puffing, walked in and said hello to Wendy. She greeted us first, and then to Lee. And they said, what are you doing here, or why have you come? So we said that we'd been to this Swedish church, and they said, oh yeah, we know those people. And what do you do? So John said, oh, I work in insurance. And I said, oh, I work at a rehab. Oh, do you? Which one? I said, Yeldall Manor. And Wendy said, I can't believe this. Only on Sunday we were praying that we needed some information from Yeldall Manor. And, you know, we wanted to talk to someone about it. And I said, well, I've got that information for you up at my flat. And that was my fourth folder. I'd given out three at the other place we went to. It turned out a couple of years later that the very day that I started work at Yeldall Manor, Wendy was there bringing a client, which was just bizarre but very God, you know. But over the years, we've just made a point of going there. Wendy has now moved on to work with prostitutes in Thailand. I think it is. Yeah, Thailand. And very much into the trafficking.
Can you rephrase that?
What?
Work with them.
No, not working with them, but... she says that... Yes, yeah, that's a man for you, isn't it? Yeah. Twist your words. So, but Lee is still there, and we had great pleasure in taking Tom and Annette to meet him. And what he does is he runs this drop-in centre, 4 till 6, I think it is, for the PRs. Now, people who have been out to Tenerife may know what a PR is. Those who've not don't know. It's a public relations person, and basically they're the ones that stand outside the bars and get you to go in to have a drink. Thing is that they have a very long night, and to keep them going, they also participate in drinking, and a lot of them have drug issues as well. 4 till 6 is the living room, and then he goes out 9 o'clock till whenever to minister to these guys. Now, what really made him or this place special to us is that, for those of you that know us, we have a son, Simon. He was brought up in King's Church. He's baptised, filled with the Spirit, everything you would want for your son. But one particular time, we were in Tenerife, as it happens, on holiday, and we received 3 texts from him. One was, I've sold your car, which was not too bad, because I had sort of, in a drunken moment, as it happens to be, signed the car over to him, and he had always displayed this on his wall, and so there wasn't a lot I could do about that. The next text was, I've got engaged, which I just cried about for about a week, didn't I? I didn't even know the girl. And then a third text saying, I've moved out. The only bit he didn't say was he'd moved in with her. This went on for probably 18 months, I think, wasn't it? Yeah. And it was not a good relationship. They were always looking for somewhere to live. And anyway, she broke it off. And Simon said, I'm going to Tenerife. And I'm going to work out there in a bar. And I said, we can't have you doing that. And he says, well, I'm 18. I can do what I like. So we had to swallow that a little bit. But we did say, if we can do one thing, can we buy you a return ticket? And he said, no, I don't want that. I said, please, Simon, just go out with a return ticket. And so that's what he did. At the same time, I'd had an email from Wendy and Lee asking for some books to go over, called Shannon, which was a very popular autobiography that the PRs were reading at the time. And so I got a load off the internet, and I said to Simon, if there's one thing you do, please take this to Lee and Wendy at the living room for me. And he said, oh, all right then, you know, but that's the last thing I'm doing for you. I said, that's fine. Then I emailed Wendy and Lee, and then spoke to them on the phone and said, look, my son is coming up. would you please talk to him about coming back home? And I'm pleased to say they did, and he did come back. But the thing that kept me going was, and Tom mentioned it earlier, was or a similar one in Exodus. It says, the first offspring of every womb belongs to me, and I wrote a long time ago that this is my promise, that Simon is his. And Simon has always been brought up knowing that he's not our child, that he's a gift from God. I mean, he didn't understand that, but that we always knew that he was a gift. And it was that sort of verse that kept me going during that week. And just knowing that there are many people with their sons and their daughters out in Tenerife that are escaping from something and then getting into something else. You know, I just love Lee and Wendy and Jody, Grassroots, who supports them out there, because I know that I'm quite confident if it hadn't been for them and for that meeting so many years ago, that possibly Simon wouldn't be here now. Or not in Slough. So, not that he's gone on to lead his godly life as I would want him to lead it, but that's a big learning curve for me. And the last thing I just want to say is, you were singing about God's love being from east to west. I was on a management training course this week, and this guy was talking about love from east to west. It wasn't Christian, but that if it's east from west, it's continually, you're always going east or you're always going west. But if you go north, you eventually have to go to south. And, you know, so it's a change of direction. And it just made me think, that's God's love for us. And, you know, Tenerife is a long way away, but God just stretches out there. So.
One of the other things that we were going to do this morning is to play a tape of a song called Just One Touch from the King. And that's what the video, or the DVD, is actually called, A Touch from the King. And it's our belief that one touch from the King would help anybody who's got a drug or alcohol problem.
And the song is by Godfrey Birtle, who actually is in recovery himself from drugs and alcohol. He went to Battelle. It's just really difficult, though, sometimes knowing what touch is going to work.
It's a battle raging over this land, a deep damage in the people. Yet pride stops us stretching out our withered hand. Yet God has stretched out to heal us. This I know. This I know. This I know. This I know. There's a great darkness over this land, a deep darkness on the people. But a light is shining that the dark can't understand. Light of the world, King Jesus, do you know? Do you know? Do you know? Oh, my God.
Finally, we personally do support them as much as we can out in Tenerife, and when we go, which is every year, we always go and see them. So there we go. Thank you, everybody.
If you can just think of Lee and all that's going on out there, that would just be absolutely fantastic. There are no English-speaking rehabs for the English guys to go to. And just to recap, the person that they wanted that information for all those years ago finally came to Yeldall Manor last year. So, you know, eventually it did come full circle. So.
Thanks very, very much. But before you sit down, I'd like to pray with you. As John and Mandy mentioned, Annette and I did go with them to the living room. We also went to the church that they visit over there, which supports the living room and the rehab centre as well. And we were very, very impressed with what we saw. Lee is a fantastic guy. And the day that we went to the church service, it was all taken by folk from the rehab centre. They did the worship, they did the drama, and they were so supportive, so encouraging of what they've received while they've been at the rehab centre through these guys. So it was just amazing. Lee is a man of prayer. It was very evident as we prayed with him, and just doing a fantastic work, as you'll see on the video. And we are going to try and get it onto the website, so if you keep your eyes open on that, you'll be able to see it. It's only 7 minutes and it's really worth watching. We met a number of the folk that you'll see on the videos. So Father God, I want to thank you for John and for Mandy. Father, I want to thank you for their big hearts, for their love, Lord God, and their support, Lord God, of this work in Tenerife. It's a long way away, Father, and Lord God, they feel that they don't have too much to give. But Father, we know that their prayers, their support, their love, Lord God, is worth just so much more than they even can dream and imagine. It is. So, Father, we pray your blessing upon them, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And, Father, we pray, Lord God, for Lee, for the work of the living room and the rehab centre over there. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would put the funds into their hands, Lord God, that you would send them the workers they need, Lord God, to continue and to grow that work. Father, in the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.